What do we think of today's backdrop?
I love it.
We're just going to keep testing them.
Keep testing the backdrop, see how they go, guys, and then we'll finally decide on one.
But you never know.
Yeah, we do apologise about the echoey noise before. We've realised Ellie's, like, new room looks cute, but it's, like, empty, so it was very echoey.
Yeah, so we're back in the cosy room.
Hey, guys, welcome back.
Welcome back. Episode number two.
Episode number two to the Tea and Toast Pod. Let's just let our listeners get a little clink.
Little, it's not ASMR, but...
Love it.
I hope that sounds good.
Okay, so... Let's start off with a really rapid weekly catch-up. What have you been up to?
Back to work this week. So it's been a bit...
Yeah.
Like...
It really is that, like, okay, January blues.
Yeah.
Back to reality. Have you ticked off any of your goals yet?
Literally not. And not even, like...
I've not even started
to attempt them.
I've listened to two personal development podcasts.
Ah, that's really good.
So you know what? Ticking something off. And that's the one thing that didn't make it to the 2025 bingo card because I ran out of room and remembered it after. But that's the one I'm achieving.
I saw it on your TikTok thing, though.
Yeah.
That was nice. Actually, one thing I have been doing, which I started just before the new year, but I've started taking daily vitamins.
Oh, stunning.
Yeah, because...
Yannick started that mid last year. And, I mean, I don't know whether it's a placebo or whether you actually feel it, but he swears by them.
Mm.
Like, this week, he was like, right, Christmas is over. It's time to start my vitamins again.
I felt like I was getting ill quite a lot with my job and stuff. So.
That's what Yannick said, because he was getting ill a lot, and he's, like, said, I've not been ill.
Yeah.
So that's why he's saying he's feeling it. Not because...
Fingers crossed.
You feel different. He's just saying he's not getting ill as much.
Yeah, so you know.
Maybe boring. I need to get on this vitamins thing.
But something I've started.
Fair play.
I've not started anything else.
You know what? Cheers to us, because... We've started.
We've done something. I feel like I've just...
Oh, you know what I've started as well? The healthy eating. And I've actually... Good. I know it's only been a few days, but stuck to the meals that I planned. Oh, I did the... filled out my meals.
Yeah.
Went to the supermarket, just bought stuff for those meals, and then have literally ticked off the meals every night.
Oh, that's so good.
And haven't, like, gone back to the supermarket to buy snacks or anything. The other thing is... Well, Yannick, when he rang me just before we got on to film for the pod, and he went to the supermarket to buy de-icer, because obviously...
It's freezing.
And, like, this morning, he's, like, tried to get to work and, like, with scraps of de-icer left. So he's gone to buy some. And then he's, like, been texting me, like, do we need this? Do we need this? Do we need this? I was like, no, we did a weekly shop because we're going to be more accountable. And then he was like, yeah, true, but he's topped up on fruit. Because we've actually been going through
Well, that's fair enough. The thing is fresh things, you do have to go to supermarket more than once. Have you used the weekly planner that I bought you yet?
Yes.
Oh, my. Earlier I thought, there's no way she's used it.
Filling it out and I was like, I was going to text you and I thought, now we're going to be filming the pod. But I was like literally filling it out like, Ellie's going to be so proud of me.
I am actually so proud.
Like, honestly, so I was going to use it as my weekly planner for work, but the squares are quite small. It's more like a calendar.
Yeah, no, I thought, because you're not very good at keeping track of your social events.
I'm really not. So I've basically written on it, like, things I'm so like, today filming this was on it. Like, and then things that me and Yannick are doing together or separately, so I'll put like Yannick's brother's picking his brother up from football, so I know. And then
that's why I thought you'd use it.
I like booked a hair appointment today and I added it to the... I even went into the kitchen, got the pen and added it to the calendar because I am determined. And we've got these like spice racks that we've put up, which not for spices, like they've got like aesthetic chopping boards and books on, and I've put the calendar
like the
ones
that you had in your bathroom.
It is those.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, they look really nice.
So...
Oh, that's so good.
So, you know what? That wasn't a goal, but that was something I was like, oh, I'm not even going to start, but I will start.
No, I literally... When I watched you open it, I thought she was thinking, I'm not going to use this. Why she bought this?
I know, but I have.
Did you think
be
that?
Be proud of
be
me.
Be honest.
I just know, because basically, we did a £10 Christmas challenge, and we had to get each other something useful, and both my sisters got me organisational things, and I was just opening them thinking, am I that bad? But I am that bad.
You are that bad.
You're holding me accountable.
So, weekly catch-up, we've kind of started, kind of not, kind of soft launch.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what I have started this week. Obviously, middle of the house move and all that. Actually the main like living dining area is completely sorted now. It feels like a home. It's completely empty apart from living in it. Every kitchen cupboard, everything is just like exactly how it should be. And I've started the content room today.
I can't wait to see.
Because it was just giving me like, honestly, I had a bit of a like low day yesterday.
Yeah.
And I think part of it was just overwhelmness. One with the goals, I won't lie. And just like, what do I actually want to achieve? But I did write my goals out yesterday, but I think it just overwhelms me. And then the content room, like the fact that I've got so much filming to do. But the room looks like that, and I have to actually make the room not look like that. But I've started it, and I feel 10 times better for it.
That's it. Well, you want your space that you feel in, that you spend all your time in.
No, and I love the way I'm arranging it. I am going to plug myself and say, get me on TikTok if you want to watch the journey.
You need to show me after, because I want to see how it's going.
No, definitely. Well, speaking of TikTok, make sure you get us on our socials, at Tea and Toast Pod.
Yeah, on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
And YouTube, honeys. But yeah, no, we really do post some fun TikTok content, and we're going to film some after the pod as well.
Yeah, we've got some good ones to film, so that'll be good.
Make sure you get us on there, because, you know, TikTok queen in there.
Right, speaking of filming fun things, I watched last week's episode back, and...
Guys,
we were not giving fun.
We were not giving ourselves. You know what it is, guys? Every time we've gone to film this podcast, there's always a technical issue just before we film, and today is actually no different.
That's a really good word. That's a really good word that I don't know what it is.
So, mind fog. Anyway, Oh, that's going to really annoy me anyway.
Yeah, same. Anyway.
So, basically, today was no different. Got here. My laptop screen is broken. So, now that's going to cost me about 600 quid at Apple. For me. So, we have managed to, an hour later, get it on Ellie's 1950s laptop.
It's shocking. Yeah. I can't even tell you. Like, you're quite dramatic, but you're not being dramatic.
Yeah, so basically, back to last week's episode, we were like so excited, new year, new goals, this and that. We had tech issues before, and I think it just absolutely drained the life out of us.
And that's why it didn't sound
The quality didn't sound good, and we were trying to work it out, and then I think we just started filming it with a bit like, you know what, the sound quality is not going to be as good, but let's just film it, we're here now. And then I think we were just a little bit drained, obviously not realizing how we sounded. And then I was editing it, and I text Ellie being like, we sound boring.
And I said to her, I actually thought the next day, were we really dull?
Like, so dull. So I can promise you, every episode from now on is going to be high energy. The topics we've got coming up for you guys every week are so juicy as well.
I'm really excited, like, for the episodes to come as the weeks unfold. But I think this week would be so good for people to get to know us a bit better.
Yeah.
So what I have done...
Yeah, go on. Oh, sorry.
I've sent you some... questions.
I got a text.
And
oh my god, Love Island All Stars is coming back though.
Oh, I have seen.
To talk about that like next week when it's on.
Yes,
you've prepared a task.
Prepared a task. The questions on there. So some of them are super quick fire and some of them are a bit like deeper. Though I know you're not a deep person, but you know, I'll try.
Can we actually discuss the fact that I am the least deep person ever?
I'm a deep at least one. The most at least deep person ever. Non-deep one.
So that's something.
What's
to know
the word for
us?
Like not deep?
I'm just not deep.
Not superficial. You're not superficial.
I just don't.
What's the word?
Get deep. I say I'm glass half full, but that doesn't mean if you're deep, you're not glass half full. I don't know. I just like, I block it out. I'm a blocker.
Yeah, you block it.
I block anything deep out of my brain.
So there's a few longer ones on there, and there's a few short ones, but I thought we could make it a little bit of like a. Who knows each other best thing?
Oh, I love this competitiveness.
Yeah.
I'll win.
You are, I mean, I...
No, because I'm easy. Like, I've liked the same thing since I was young. I'm, like, consistent. You're, like, I'm going to say something that's been your favourite thing for, like, 10 years.
No, I'm not.
And then you're
going
to be like, oh, no, like, now it's this.
No, I'm not.
Okay, I love this. Our listeners can get to know us more.
Yeah, get to know...
Okay. First question... If I could travel anywhere in the world, where would it be?
I thought this, and it's quite a tricky one because you've been a lot of places.
I have been a lot of places.
But I, shall we say, like,
is this like somewhere? Is this somewhere I've like never been? Are we going off that?
Yeah, like somewhere you've not
been. Okay. So what, say at the same time?
Yeah, see, so that we can see if we actually are right.
Let me think. No, because now I'm trying to think about what you would say. So
no,
I think you should just
know.
But that's what I mean. I think you should just say it. I've got, like, two places in my head.
Okay, I would My thing is LA.
Oh my god, that one, the one I was
thinking. Oh, was it not?
No, that's totally the right. That's totally right.
I know he was. You
No, I literally said to Yannick yesterday, he rang me on his way back from work, and I said, he was like, hi, how are you? I was like, LA is happening this year. And he was like, no, and he was like, oh, is it? And I was like, yes. And I was like, I've like cried today that I don't live in LA. And he was like, okay.
Whoa, poor guy's just on his way home from work. Give him a rest.
Yeah, no, I was thinking Mexico and the Caribbean. But I think my brain just went tropical. But yeah,
because
like
it's
LA.
Like minus 10.
LA and Vegas is, yeah, top of my list.
And to say you've been so many places, I'm surprised you've not been LA yet.
Yeah.
Right, what about me?
I think
I've got an. Well, if.
Oh, you're no, see, I don't even know this.
Do you not? I think I've talked about it quite a lot.
Do you? This is where I'm going to realise I don't pay attention to
it. Yes, that's what I was going to say. I was going to say...
No, but I have the attention span of a, like... Oh.
What I was going to say is, I will do better at this because I listen to you.
No, I do listen.
No, you don't.
In all fairness, when we're on the phone a lot and catching up, I'm, like, working at the same time. I know I shouldn't be doing that. Yeah, okay, no, right. I'm, like, editing and talking or something.
Lovely.
Because I've got a million things to fit in a day.
Everyone does.
I know. Right, now, where would you go on holiday if you could go anywhere? It's in America, right? No.
Well, yeah. This is where...
It's Hawaii.
No, it's not. But, oh, no, actually...
You've talked about Hawaii a lot.
No, I don't. It's not Hawaii, but...
I accept that answer,
You're going to not be happy with my answer.
Don't say Canada, because that's not America.
No, it's not America. It's not Canada.
What, then?
I've told you a million times that I want to do, like, a South...
Yeah, like the Nashville and the...
road trips, like American road trips.
Okay, but Hawaii.
You said America. Yeah. But I...
But you understand why I said Hawaii, though.
Yeah, but I should get, like, triple points.
All right, okay, you win that round.
I knew yours and you didn't even know yours.
Yeah, okay.
I have spoken about Hawaii a lot.
Okay, let's go easier. Favourite colour?
Okay, yours is yellow.
Yes, and yours is, like, neutrals or black. Or pink.
You're so bad.
Black it is neutrals.
So
no, it's like black to wear, but neutrals.
No, black
you
is
love neutral, but
neutral
you do
pink.
Like pink.
If someone said, what's your favourite colour? Pink.
I actually bought you neutral and pink headphones in that challenge. Because
why did you just say black? You don't listen.
No, I do, but I was thinking wearing. I was thinking wearing. Yeah. You like to wear black.
You were thinking Sophie, because Sophie was neutral black.
No, I don't. I was thinking you.
You need to just, sometimes you need to take a second.
No. Okay, your
pink.
Favourite.
I'm a pink girl.
Okay, what is... Right, so you've put your favourite memory of us together. So am I thinking what your favourite memory of us together is?
Yeah.
That's a tricky one.
It is, actually. I struggled and then I was like, I feel like I'm missing them and then I got stressed.
I don't even know what my favourite memory of us is.
I've got a few. Four memories.
Okay, I'm going to go with two. There's an era. We both know the era.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say one of your favourite memories of us is car rides to college, or just car rides in general.
Yeah, that was
like
a vibe.
DJ car rides.
That was a vibe. Like, Lucy would...
I listened.
When you passed your test, yeah. Obviously. And we would... It's that era of music when you listened to...
I had the car playlist on the way here. And it was just banger after banger after banger. And I literally thought to myself, you know what? I was happier in this time because the music was 10 times better.
Music was so
I was like,
better
all of the lights, do, and it just took me back to college. Like, on the way here, I was just thinking of our college car rides.
So, where Richard works now, so the way he drives.
Yes.
He was telling me.
Every time I listen to that playlist, I think, me and Ellie just need to do the car ride to college one day.
I felt really nostalgic when he was telling me where he was, but I was like, I'm not going to waste my breath telling him because he's not going to care.
Yeah.
But I was like...
So would you say that's a good...
Yeah, because I'm thinking the similar era.
Yeah, that era. And I was going to say Malia.
Yeah, like... so I was thinking, like, first time I went to Malia, paint party.
First girls'
like...
holiday, me and Ellie obviously didn't have friends. I don't know. Our first girls' holiday was with each other.
We were just like...
No, we knew we were going to have a good time with each other. And we went to Malia, that beach party.
Oh, I forgot about the beach party. Yeah.
I'd say the beach party was one of my favourite memories with you. And every song,
I was written
every
off.
Time I hear Take Care, is it Take Care or the other one? Too Good.
Yeah, Too Good.
I don't know how to talk to you. I don't know. That song just takes me back to that beach party. The paint party.
the first paint party, like, it was just everyone that we were with as well was just on such,
yeah, we met this lad, we met this group of guys
and
from
girls.
Wales, and yeah, two girls from Hull, and we just, like,
everyone was just on, like, a good hype.
If you've been on a first lads or girls holiday, you know,
yeah,
you
I think that's it as well. It was our first one, so everything is, like, new and exciting, isn't it?
Oh, that was
so, it's
so
like
good.
Nice memories.
Okay, so we were on the same wavelength with that.
Yeah, I like that. It was definitely that era.
Okay.
We didn't, it's like, you start, do you know why it's that era, just quickly? You start going out, you've got like a job, so you've got a bit of money, but you've got no responsibilities.
Oh,
yet.
Yeah, absolutely no responsibility.
Yeah.
My biggest...
17, 18.
Yeah, you know what? Our worst worry in Malia was probably, like, spending a fiver on a drink.
Yeah.
And to say that's our worst worry.
Yeah.
No worries. We were those people as well that did everything. We did the paint party twice. We did boat party.
Yeah.
We did beach party. We bought, that made the holiday, all the events. So.
It did actually. You know, when people are like, oh.
That's why when I was a rep and everyone was like, are you trying to scam us, this and that? I was like, no, but I was you guys last year and the events made my holiday.
Yeah.
So just saying. Anyway, okay, next question.
I'm glad we're on the same vibe.
Yeah, me too. Oh, see, that was our best era.
I just loved it.
You know, like, we missed the, like, Kylie King era, this and that. Like, I missed that era.
Yeah, that was our version of Kylie King era.
No, it really was. It literally was at the same time as well. That time of, like, life was
good. Yeah, do you know, it's when everyone says, like...
2016,
yeah,
2017.
No, everyone always says
2016.
And it was.
It was so good.
Like, you actually can't argue it.
Okay, yeah, right. Now, not to, like, make it negative or anything, but what is the most annoying thing about you or that you do? So I'm saying it.
So you have to say what I think the most annoying thing about you is.
The fact that I don't listen.
No, that is annoying, but it's not that. It's the other one that we've also already talked about today.
I'm so confused. On the podcast?
Yes.
This is how on deep I go. I just forget everything.
It's your lack of organisation.
No.
It annoys me
so
much.
I'm not that unorganised.
You are.
How? What annoys me about... I'm at everything. I plan things. I never let you down.
No, you don't let me down. Which one's an example? Last Thursday, we meant to film for the podcast. I call her on Tuesday. Hey, am I still coming to yours on Thursday? No.
You literally I'm off to Liverpool with Yannick. And you were like,
no.
Didn't you put it in your calendar though? And I went and checked my calendar and it was in my calendar. No, if Silka's listening, my best friend as well, like, she will be dying because she has to remind me of things in our friend's calendar.
So this is why I bought your calendar. So that is my most...
I am really bad at double booking because I, like, forget that I do already have something.
And that's frustrating.
I know. I hear that.
Do you know what's...
But I've got my calendar now. I'm getting better.
Do you know what's bad? I'm not that organised.
No, you're not at all.
But you make me look...
No, but I think I think we let each other down on that, so it's okay. No?
You're worse than me. Stop trying to bring me down.
Okay, well, what... Okay, what's your answer?
I think that the thing that you dislike the most about me is that I can't make decisions.
That's true.
Well, it was when we were growing up. Maybe not as much now.
No, that is true, but no, not
because
now.
It annoys you. You're just like, come on, just make a decision.
No, it annoyed me when we were younger because Ellie, literally, I'd be like, let's put on a movie. Let's put on a movie. I don't care, whatever. Every movie I would suggest, she'd go, no, not that one. No, not that one. No, not that one. So I'd be like, you choose a movie then. And then you'd be like, I can't choose one.
Yeah, I think it's an attention. I think the movie thing's a detention deficit thing, though. I can't really watch movies.
No, I would say, like, honestly, like, the most annoying thing about you now is, like, how much you've changed. No, like,
what?
No, like, something that you like, we grew up and it was like, yeah, and then now you're just like, it's just like different. Or now you like love sport. And I just think, not like watching the darts and the F1 though. Like, and it don't annoy you about your character or your personality. Like, it's not a deep annoyance. It's more just like, no, you don't like that, Ellie. Like,
you always say that though. For the record, I actually really enjoy watching sport.
I'm happy for you. But it's just not the Ellie I grew up with. And I don't like change.
I've played hockey since we were 12.
Yeah, played hockey.
No, and I've always watched the football.
Okay, let's just, before we have an argument, let's just do some quick fire ones and just actually say what it is. So I'm going to, like, ask you and you just say what your favourite is. Just so everyone feels like they get to know us, because I feel like we could argue on this forever.
Yeah, I'm just saying I don't think that that's that.
I know, well, off the top of my head, I'm sure if I sat here with a notepad and pen for 30 minutes, I could, like, come up with some others.
I did, because we were meant to prep.
Okay, then, moving swiftly on. Okay, what's your favourite film?
Is that worst?
That's the worst question I could have ever asked you.
No, actually, I prepped and I thought of an answer.
Okay, go on.
It's Wonder.
Oh, really? Like,
yeah.
See, I was a little bit disappointed with it.
Disappointed?
I feel like it could have got deeper or made me cry more.
You thought it could have got deeper.
No, it was upsetting. I think I haven't watched it again because it is.
I cried a lot. I had the first time I watched, I had to watch it again the next day or the same day because I had to, like, process. But now it makes me happy when I watch it.
Yeah.
It's really lovely and the book's really good as well.
Oh, yeah. You're one of those. Reads the book. No. You and Silke need to just, like, talk about books. Because Silke's always like, yeah, the book was better. You're the book was better.
No, I'm saying, like, it was better. I just think it was good. And I actually read it after I watched the film. So it's hard. It's harder, like, when.
Okay. Fair play. Okay, biggest fear. I would say my biggest fear is the dark.
I was going to say, you say what mine is and I say what yours is.
Oh, yours is death.
Yeah, it is. I literally read it.
Ellie hates death.
I can't, like.
No, why are we even mentioning it? You'll get an anxiety.
Yeah, that's it. Like, if you talk about it for, like, seconds too long, I'm like, right, change the subject.
Okay. Favourite number? No, listen,
I was planning and I thought, she's not deep. She's not scared of anything.
I am scared of the dark.
Do you know what I wrote?
What?
Lucy's biggest fear is missing out.
Oh, yeah. No, actually, I was about to say failing or missing out. Biggest fear.
Was
not,
like,
travelling.
She's not deep, so.
Yeah.
FOMO?
Yeah, no, FOMO is, it's not a fear though. I just get FOMO.
Fear of missing out. That's what it's also.
I'm dead.
So you're biggest
I wouldn't
fear.
Say it's like a huge fear. Anyway.
Right, next.
Fave number, mine's 29.
Yeah, yours is 29.
No, we're just doing quick fine out.
Mine's 21.
My birthday.
Yeah, because it was Nana's birthday. And you just so happened to also be on the does.
Oh my god, I'm so blessed and privileged. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Favourite celebrity? Obviously Kim K for me.
Yeah, yours is Kim K. I don't think I have one. Like, probably Molly May.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it was like
Molly May girly.
Yeah, you've put on here about, like, who do you, like watch online. And I was going to say Molly May for you.
Yeah. Oh, there was podcast. Favourite podcast?
I love So Wrong It's Right. Live at Woods. I love Shits and Gigs.
Yeah, I've been watching the clips on TikTok with Richard and he's been liking it.
Shits and Gigs, I listen to it every Monday. I'm obsessed.
There's this one that we always watch on TikTok as well, and I can't remember what it's called, but it's two guys in America and they're so funny. Oh, I can't remember. I'll have to think of what that's called. But on a deeper note, just because we've established I'm the deep sister. Yeah. I also really like Happy Place, Fern Cotton's.
Oh, nice. I'll tell you what I do love a cheeky episode of, like Diary of a CEO, or there's a new fashion one with the guy that does the Lux Collective. When those two podcasts have guests that I am really intrigued to watch. I love that.
Yeah, that's like, the same.
I don't watch
with
every Diary of the CEO, but if it's someone I want to watch.
With Happy Place, it depends on who's on it. Oh, actually, one that I like, I don't know if you've ever watched it, but for like light-hearted fun, The Therapy Crouch with
I've seen clips of that.
Pete and Abby.
Love how we're plugging other podcasts.
Yeah, we shouldn't be doing this.
Anyway.
Favourite podcast, Tea and Toast.
Tea and Toast, you know. Tea and Toast. So I hope you feel like you've got to know us a little bit more after that.
I want, no, there was one on there that I wanted to do.
What? Look at Ellie. She's like, no, can we complete my list, please?
No, because I just remember there being one that I wanted to know.
Was it a longer one?
Yeah, obviously it was a long one because I'm the deep sister.
Obviously. But yeah, if you have any other questions that you want to get to know us about, let us know in the comments. Or if you want us to do another quick fire round another week of like more get to know us stuff, then let us know. We can answer your comments, questions. We might put up a little thing on Instagram and let you guys ask us some questions one week.
What's your proudest achievement?
Oh, you're so deep.
That's nice. It's nice for people to know what we're proud of ourselves for. Well, I thought of one for you.
Go on. Give me my answer.
I thought, and I didn't really know how to put it into words, but like leaving uni, I don't think you really knew what you wanted to do, but from like when we've been little, like you've always wanted to sort of be on screen or something like that somehow. Yeah. And you made self-employment and TikTok and social media work for yourself.
I actually
That's a huge achievement.
No, you know what? It is a huge achievement, but because I'm so stressed on the daily about being self-employed and trying to make money and make the content, and I never actually sit back and think, this like, is an achievement and I'm proud of it. And weirdly enough, I was talking to Yannick about that today. And I just said, and I said, we need to take a step back, because if I think about 4 years ago, not having a backdrop, not having a wardrobe, not like in my mum and dad's spare room, having zero followers, like it is an achievement, but I wouldn't say I like feel proud about it. Like I say, I just never think about it.
I just think you should be, because if you take a step back, it's like, wait, why do I get so stressed and so caught up? And I think obviously social media changes so much that probably keeps up the stress, because it was probably easier to just film videos like that back then. But you've kept going. And how many years have you been doing it now? This will be your fifth year, won't it?
Literally on the 4th of January, it was 4 years of self-employment.
Mm. Yeah, so this is your fifth year. And you started TikTok before that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's like what I'm most proud of you.
Thank you. Yeah, maybe. I would say personally, I remember at the time getting first in my dissertation. I was like, oh my God, wow. But my proudest moment, I just feel like that's such a deep question. I would have to think about it for like 2 weeks and get back to you. My proudest moment. Just being me. No, the self-work I've done, I think. I'm really proud of the self-work I've done.
Yeah, you want to move on, because that's it.
Yeah, it's a bit deep for me. I cannot. What do I think your proudest moment is? I think moving to London was such a proud moment for me for you anyway, because you were going through a lot at the time, and the fact that you just left and did it, I was really proud of you.
It was all a bit much at the time. So, I don't look back and think
you were proud.
I'm proud of that.
But I was proud of you for moving to London. If you did turn into a food snob.
It was nice to like do my own. It was probably the first time I like did my own thing.
But what is it? What's your proudest
moment? I'd say buying my house. It's something that I'd always...
That never would have crossed my mind.
I know it would never been like one you'd say.
Yannick could say that as well. And Yannick's always like, you honestly just don't think about buying a house. And I'm like, yeah, because it's not a holiday. My priorities are just holidays.
I think that's something that I've like from like 17, like watching our older sister buy a house. And like,
yeah,
that's something that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah, so that's true. I was proud of Wrecking. Well, not even proud. I wasn't proud of it. It was just...
You enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just enjoyed it. I'm not deep. I can't think of what I'm proud of.
Right, let's move on.
Let's move on to topic of the week.
Yes. So I had a think, and I want to know what it's like now living with Yannick.
Yeah, topic of the week this week, living with partners.
Yeah.
The pros, the cons, the yays, the nays, the heartache.
The highs, the lows.
I tell you what I don't love.
The things you don't see on social media.
Yeah, tell you what I absolutely don't love. And you know what? It's not even about my partner, but me and Yannick were discussing it the other day. What? Flat pack furniture.
Oh, yeah.
Me and Yannick were putting up our bed the other day. We got a new bed.
Did it make or break?
Well, no, this is the thing. So as we were putting it up, I said to Yannick, like, the thing is, you can't marry anyone until you've put flat pack furniture together, because it can test a relationship.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, Yannick is a great handyman and did 95% of it.
I was going to say, surely Yannick just did it and it didn't cause any problems.
It didn't. The only problems it caused was me getting annoyed for the 5% I did.
You get annoyed quite easily.
No, I wasn't annoyed. I was more just like, it was more just like annoyed at the company for how they do the flat pack. I was like, but why did it need to be in 100 pieces? And why, like, they could have come like this, that's still flat pack. And we got it out of the packaging and it had a mark on it. So Yannick had to spend an hour steaming it. But again, it didn't actually cause issues. What? He just got the steamer out and did it. And I was like, you know what? I'm blessed for you.
Why is nothing ever...
ever right?
Ever straightforward.
I know. That's what I said to him. I said, I think I'd had... Oh, it was the day I was editing one of our podcast episodes. So my brain was just fried. And then I literally tried to do the weekly catch-up 2 times. Tech failed me. Oh. And then we unpackaged that. It was greyer than I thought. And I really wanted it to be neutral. So instantly, like, let down. And then it had a mark on it. And I just went, why does nothing come Yannick, to be fair to him, just got on with it. So I was like, I'm going to leave, and I just went and made tea.
It's so frustrating in the moment, but you do have to take a step back and be like, it's not that serious.
Yeah. But no, what I want to know, because I'm newly living with a partner, yes. When and where do you do your you time? I feel like me and Yannick, obviously, were more fresh, and we like spending time together, a bit more of that honeymoon. But, like, he is not watching Selling Sunset with me. He's not watching Kardashians with me, and I'm such a watch all my Netflix shows type person. But I'm also just whatever you want to watch. When am I feel watching like, my own stuff?
I think you're still in the very like couple-y stage. I've actually noticed because obviously Richard's just moved home like properly.
So you are technically like back living together now.
So I had a lot of time, like Monday to Friday, I would watch. I watch a lot of YouTube videos and I watch them all. Like, someone would bring one out, I'm watching it that night.
Yeah.
Like, not on purpose, but I'm just, like, refreshing and it's a new video. Whereas over the Christmas break, I've not watched any. Which I think it's because it's been, like, a couple of fun time. But then the other night, like, Richard was like, well, I think he wanted to watch. He's watching
some
series that I literally don't care about. And he was like, are you just going to go upstairs and watch YouTube videos? You just get to that time point.
You just need it though.
Where he's like, so you're gonna go do that so that I can do this.
Yeah.
And I wanted to watch my videos anyway, so it just worked.
I know. I need to get better at that of being like, no, I'm gonna just like watch my show, but then like when he's there, I just think, I just wanna spend time with you.
Yeah,
maybe that will wear off and I'll just be like stage. And I'll be like, Richard, like, can you go in the room so I can watch Selling Sunset, please? Or whatever show it is.
So I said to him, someone asked me to do something on Saturday morning this week. But I'm already doing something Saturday afternoon. She says, that's a lot for me.
Mm.
But so I said to Richard, like, oh, like, but then we won't really see each other. And he was like, I live here now, go. And I was like, okay.
I know, because I was thinking that as well. Like, I still, like, make my plans in the week and, like, see my friends and this and that. But I was like, at what point will it get, like, because obviously now we live together. It get to that point where we're like, even if we make plans 4 nights in a row, it don't matter because we live together.
Yeah.
Now I'm still in that mentality of like, oh, well, I've got to see him because I'm not going to see him. But really I am because we live together now.
I think that's it. You do get to the point where you're just like, but it doesn't matter because we're together and we will see each other.
Yeah. Another question as well. I think me and Yannick have done this quite well, but how do you, especially maybe for our listeners, how do you divvy up the roles of what you do? Like,
blue jobs, pink jobs.
I said to Yannick, even when we weren't living together and he was like staying at mine or whatever, actually I never even did it, it was him, even though
what,
it
bins?
Was my, yeah, I was just like, I'm not doing bins. And when I was at the house, bin day was on a Friday, and I was like, if you're not taking those bins out on a Thursday night, they're not getting collected. Yeah. So I'm not doing it.
I obviously, because Rich wasn't here, I had to do it, and soon as he told me he was moving home, I was like, you can do the bins.
Yeah, it's just not and never will be a women's job. I can't. Is there any women listeners that like taking the bins out? Because fair enough, if you have to do it, but do you like it?
No, I'm like, the men don't like it either.
I just can't physically, even the thought of doing it, no. Whereas a man is just like, oh, I'll take it out.
No, because, like, Richard doesn't like doing it, but if the bins weren't done, that would, like, stress him out.
Whereas it wouldn't even stress
him out. No, I'd just be like, oh. But we do... Richard does a lot of the cooking, whereas I think cooking can be very 50-50. Whereas women do cooking, but Richard's a bit of a control freak in
cooking.
So he does a lot of the cooking. I do a lot of the like deep cleaning, and he does more of like the surface cleaning stuff.
Yeah.
But I just have to pick my battles. Like, if I know that I want us to do a bit of a clean, I will.
Who takes charge of the washing?
Write him a list. Just 1 second.
Yeah, sorry, I did interrupt.
I will write him a list of jobs that I know will like match his vibe and that I know he'll do so that he doesn't like complain.
Maybe I need to get on that with Yannick.
Yeah, because then it's sometimes, luckily, it's stuff that I don't want to do or like extra bits that you won't have time to do yourself. I'm like, you do them.
I think the list thing is going to work for me and Yannick. We've not really discussed the cleaning thing yet because we're like still in with boxes.
Yeah.
Like the bathroom's actually disgusting, but because it's not been unpacked, I don't really want to give it, I can't give it a deep clean.
Yeah.
But when we did the room the other day, like the big main room, I definitely kind of took charge. Yannick is a bit more of a surface level, I would say.
Yeah.
But maybe if I do the list thing in like, okay, like today can you get X, X and X done, and then me just get on with the rest.
Yeah, the listing's good. Well, this actually cracked Richard up so much the other week. I think I told Mum about it as well. I'd made myself a list to do on like the Friday.
Yeah.
Well, have I told this before?
No, I'm just...
I'd made myself a list and I'd made Richard a list as well. And I think I must have been going out on the Saturday or the Saturday morning, and I was like, I've left you a list of stuff to do. And then he looked at his list and he was like, well, what was on your list? There's loads on my list. So he flipped the page back to see my list. And it was like, you know, like when you make things a thing to put on the list.
Yeah.
And one of the things on my list was make Richard's list. He was like, you've not achieved any. I was like, well, I needed to do it. So I made your list, and then I could take that off of my list.
No, that's so funny.
And he was literally like, you can't put that on your list.
Yeah.
Washing though, circling back to washing. Richard does more of the washing in our house.
Really?
It's just not something that I'm constantly thinking about.
Yeah.
Though I think it's because in the week it builds up, and then he would come home on a weekend, and he's like, why have you not done the washing? And I'm like, well, I didn't have any washing on Tuesday. I'm one person. I didn't have enough stuff.
Yeah. I think I will take charge of the washing. Like I said, we've literally only been living together like a week now. But weirdly enough, since we've moved, Yannick's put all the washing on. But basically, we moved with like everything, like cushion covers, duvets, all the throws that came from, I just wanted everything washed, like new start. So when I say we've had about 15 loads of washing, and I think he just saw it all and was like, some of this needs to start getting done. Whereas I was more mode of like, well, no, the flat needs to look good, then I'll just do the washing next week.
Washing at this time of year is very overwhelming, because like I just want to use the washing line.
I know, especially in a, like, well, the house and the flat, because I didn't even get around to putting a washing line up in the house.
Yeah.
But now, like, back in a flat. But we did buy a nice new, like, clothes hanging
thing. Do you know, those heated ones look really good, but they're quite small.
I know, I did see. We went for a cheaper one from Yes.
Did you have any catastrophe stories, well, from the move?
No, it was honestly such a smooth move.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, no, I tell you one thing boys do, which is so annoying, and I know we do it, but in my head, we know we're always going to move it. But boys just, like, put things in places, and they will never move it. Whereas I might, like, take my earrings out and chuck them on the side.
Yeah.
But I know I will pick them up and move them. Like, and, like, it's funny because I've made a place for our keys now, and I'm like, the keys go there, because like there's a little like bit of worktop, and Yannick will just get home and chuck everything on it.
Yeah.
And I was like, nothing goes on this worktop now. Like, put your keys in this box. Any of the other stuff that you normally put on this worktop, it just doesn't, I don't care where else it goes.
Find another space.
Just find another space.
Yeah, but does he feel like you're invading his space because you've moved into his place?
No, and if he listens to this, he will really probably good. Laugh at that, because I do leave things places.
Oh, okay.
But
you're so contradicting all the time.
You know what? I'm going to take that back. No, I don't. He'll say, because I leave my mugs everywhere.
Oh,
half cups of tea.
Is that about me?
Okay, yeah, I do leave half drank cups. Is that a girl thing?
I think it must be. He brings me a cup of tea.
He's always like, do you ever finish one cup of tea? And I'm like,
He puts it on the dressing table. He goes, there's the mug you didn't bring down from yesterday. I'm like, you've got nothing to say because I didn't. No, I didn't bring it down.
No, I didn't. But so what?
I felt like saying, when you came home on a Friday, on the first day, I brought five mugs down from the week. But yeah.
Do you get, is there, let's do four pros, four cons of living with a partner. Like, when I say cons, it could be icks.
Okay. Pros, you share the jobs.
Share the jobs, share the cost. If we want to go down the boring route.
Pros, I think that one that we were sort of saying, where you know that you're going to be together.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
So you don't have to, like, constantly plan your social events, thinking, I'm going to see them that day, so I can't make plans these days. And
yeah, like, for planning, I couldn't wait to just hear the, like, I'm home.
Yeah, that is nice.
And, like, but, like, every day, like, I was like, oh, yeah, like, we live together now.
Yeah. I would say, to be fair, I have noticed since he's been back, like, you can't just, like, I'm quite a messy person.
Yeah.
But when it comes to it, and when I need to, I will tidy up my clothes or my mugs or whatever it might be. Mm. Whereas he's like, on my case, I'm like, I'm not living with my parents again.
I tell you what is actually a bit of a, like, frustrating. It's not frustrating, but it's a bit of a thing for me. I obviously work from home, right? Yeah. So, like, the thing is, like, he gets up, leaves the house, and isn't back till 5. So if all the washing up or anything wasn't done from the night before dinner or whatever,
yeah,
he would just have to get home and do that. But I have this, like, guilt feeling because I work from home. So I'm like, oh, I've got to, like, wash up or he'll think, oh, I've been lazy. And I'm not even saying he does, will think that.
Yeah, but...
But I have this, like, constant thing in my head. And so I'm like, I feel like I spend quite a bit of my day thinking, oh, I better, like, tidy that up or tidy that up. And I think, well, hang on a minute. If I was in an office, we'd both just be getting home at 5 o'clock and doing it.
I guess, but you are at home, so it probably does. It probably is.
No, I'm just saying, it's not even a pro or con. It's just, like, a thing that I do think of.
I come home at lunch often, and if it's a bit of a, I'll use that time to zhuzh the house up.
I think my biggest thing going forward is the whole, like, having the me time.
Yeah, you still got to separate and have that.
So, finish off, recommendations.
Yes. We're thinking TV film.
I said to Ellie, it's like the new year, quite a lot's come out. Some stuff come out at Christmas, like Squid Games and that, which we don't watch, so we won't be recommending that. But I just have a recommendation, so I just really wanted it to.
Yeah, you were like, can we do this?
Oh my God, so I have binge watched in the last 24 hours, because you know me, when I commit.
Yeah, you're a binge watcher.
Selling the City. It's basically Selling Sunset, but for New York. It's the same creator. I need season 2 now.
You've not mentioned this.
Well, I was mentioning it on the podcast.
Oh, you were saving it.
So, guys, if you love Selling Sunset, if you love Selling the OC, I actually think it's, like, better in a way. You get way more property.
Oh,
it's very much like, I don't know if you watched the Ryan's one, the Made in Manhattan. Because basically, I used to, $1 million listing, if you, like me, and watched that in the old days. Ryan was from that. He's brought out his own Netflix. And the thing is, with New York, it's just a lot more fast-paced. Like, you put something on the market and people want it straight away. So, whereas, like, I think LA, it's things are on the market for, like, ages. Years or whatever. Yeah. So, like, you see a lot more property. There's drama. But it's, like, work drama. It's just, I love it. I love...
Is it very, like, boss...
Yeah, like the woman who has, it's based on a woman and she has her own team. And so they're all part of the same brokerage, but basically she's brought these four women on as to be part of her team. So she's the leader. Okay. What is Eleonora? So Eleonora, she's like grown up in New York. She's like for the last 14 years, made a career. She did a $75 million listing, like sold, like last year. So she's like, her name's on the map now. And she's got this team of like younger people, like not as known, experienced. And there's just drama with them. But then her friend also works for the same brokerage and isn't in her team, but there's loads of drama with her. I'm not a fan of Jade, if you've watched it. But yeah, guys, if you've watched it, get in the comments because I need to know everyone's opinions on it. And it ends on such a, like, it ends on the biggest drama, so you just want the next series. But yeah, like she's like a boss bitch.
I feel like you really got into this.
I'm just really recommending it to people. She's like a boss bitch. The outfits I'm absolutely loving because it's not like the girls in Selling Sunset. It's very New York-y, the blazers, but still so stylish.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, if you love Selling Sunset, anything like that, you love just seeing, like, amazing homes, really recommend that.
That sounds really good. I like that you see more of the homes. That's a that's a good selling point.
And, like, New York homes are unreal. It's more apartments, isn't
it? But, like, which I think is more your style.
Yes. Oh, I just want a New York apartment.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. I will bear that in mind.
Yeah, watch it.
In my meantime.
Watch it and then let me know on next week's podcast what you think.
Okay,
even if you just start it.
Yeah, I do. That's my problem. I have a struggle starting things. Mm. I had one which was quite, like, it's a nice, like, just fun end of the week thing that me and Richard have always watched when the new series come out. And we actually used to watch it a lot when we were younger with my dad. It's A League of Their Own.
I used to love that show. I haven't seen it in years.
It's on Sky. It's... so obviously James Corden used to do it, but now it's Romesh, and they're actually just really funny. Because mum and dad were saying, it all changed, and like, I actually think it's really funny still.
Is that
and
on
I'm
now
into sport.
To recommend it?
It starts this weekend.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I'm like excited, because I think it usually comes out at the end of the year. So in like November, I said to Richard, like, when's the Leave the Grown coming out? And it comes out this weekend, I think.
They're buzzing. I might have to give that a watch then, because I did used to like it.
It might be quite a nice thing to watch with Yannick, because they often have like footballers on or like sports people on that Yannick will recognise. So it's a bit of, it's just like a easy, you know, you just throw it on and watch.
Well, I'm not going to lie, Dubai Bling season 3 came out on Netflix today, so I will be binging that.
You are such a reality TV.
I love reality TV.
Like, lover. It's like, I like it, but you...
Oh, I'm obsessed.
You're obsessed with reality TV.
Maybe that's why I'm just not that deep.
Yeah, you're just like... You just like reality TV vibes.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. I hope we brought a lot more energy to that episode.
I hope so. I hope you don't watch it back this week and think.
And now I need to go and fix my laptop.
Yeah. Yeah.
But no, cannot wait for you to tune into next week's episode. We hope you've liked this episode and make sure to follow us on our socials at Tea and Toast Pod.
Love you.
Bye.